Bosom Selector on 95BFM.
Yep, it's time for Bosom Selector, where we hear from some of the wonderful DJs here at BFM. Today I've got Nadine and Jan in the studio. Morena.
Oh, thanks for having us.
Oh, thanks for coming up. We're here to talk about Anniversary Eve. Tell me about it. Tell us about the show.
Well, so I guess like maybe around this time last year, I was kind of thinking like...
We wanted to do like a graveyard shift.
Yeah. We were kind of getting a little sick of just doing ads. So we wanted to actually get more involved, and I was kind of thinking like, oh, like what would be a good show to like have like a consistent output for, that you like always have new stuff that you can do, and there's like an infinite kind of thing. And so we were kind of thinking like,
we were scrolling around on Rate Your Music at all this albums that were having anniversaries.
Wow, they would actually make like a really good show doing those things. And I was like, actually, I have a lot of those albums in physical copies.
Together we've got
We cover a lot of ground between us. So
it's such a cool concept to do a deep dive on one album that's having like a big sort of anniversary.
Absolutely.
It's almost turned into like a little bit of like a history show now as well. At first, I think like the first idea that we had was it was Duster, and so we were looking at all these things, and I think we put together this like really mishmash set list.
But I think it's evolved as we've gone on, and it's definitely kind of refined over the last few months, kind of getting closer to what we want.
Cool. What are some of the highlights for you guys so far of the albums that you've covered off?
I think we really enjoyed that Massive Attack set.
Massive Attack was really so great. Cool. Got to do like a lot of like dub influence and then like trip hop and stuff. That was awesome.
It was like really awesome. Nice deep dive on that.
Yeah, I mean, last week was the Beach Boys, which I really enjoyed. That was great.
Cool. Awesome. I want to hear from each of you about sort of how you came to BFM and got involved, and then what the journey to coming up with the show was.
Yeah, well, I got involved because Jan was involved.
Yeah.
We met each other last year, and he goes, oh, yeah, you're into music. Well, come to 95BFM with me. Like,
yes,
you know, we can do
yes!
some ads. He's like, we can do some ads. And so, yeah, he took me up, and I started getting into it, and then, you know, worked from there.
Cool. Yeah. Well, so my dad volunteered here during the 90s, and throughout my childhood, he was like, "Oh, when you go to uni, like you've got to go to BFM. Like it's so cool."
Shout out, Dad.
And so then I decided to come up one day for one of the volunteer nights. Loved it. Started getting involved with the ads, and figured might as well try and get someone like to come up with me.
Yeah.
And then, yeah.
Oh, because I mean, I listened to 95BFM growing up as well. My dad's a big listening to it this morning.
Mm.
But it was nice to have like Jan kind of like pull me in rather than having to like work on it on my own. Yeah. I guess like trying to find my own place.
So. And once you get here, you cannot ever leave.
No,
and
everybody, not.
It's like a little.
It
like,
is really
it's
sweet,
like a little
like
Fano
up
cult vibe.
Yeah.
Awesome. Shall we have a little track, and then we'll talk about what listeners can expect from the show this week?
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Which one do you want to start with?
So our next show tomorrow night is from Fleet Foxes, their 2011 album Helplessness Blues.
Mm-hmm.
So we figured might as well play a track from the album, give listeners a bit of a taste of what tomorrow's show is going to be like.
You'll hear the exact same song tomorrow.
Yes.
Awesome. Let's listen to Lorelei from Fleet Foxes.
Oh,
This is Lorelei from Fleet Foxes, as chosen by your bosom selectors this morning, Jan and Nadine, from Anniversary Eve. Yeah. We've had the texters asking about who Jan's dad is, who used to volunteer at BFM. Give him a shout out?
His name was Paul Rowe. He was largely working here kind of behind the scenes and stuff, but I know that he did quite an in-depth interview with Chris Knox during the 90s where they did like a whole retrospective of his stuff. So he came in for a show and did like a whole chat with him and stuff. So that's like the best moment of his life.
Yeah, that's so awesome. Yeah. We'll have to dig through the archives to try and find it.
Yeah, oh my God, that's true. Yeah.
Cool. We've been talking about Anniversary Eve, which is a show that takes place late night on Tuesdays. Technically early morning on a Wednesday.
As early as you can be, actually. Yeah. 12 a.m. to 2.
Yep. Yes. Yeah. It's a big commitment from you guys to come in the middle of the night, but it's well worth it because the show is bloody awesome. And everyone who isn't awake at that hour on a Tuesday night can, of course, catch it any time via the B-casts for a little trip down memory lane.
Yeah.
You've also got an Instagram that people can...
We do, yes, at Anniversary Eve 95BFM. Pretty easy to find.
Yeah.
So we do pretty regular updates on what our next album's going to be, like a little bit about it, and then every time we've uploaded the podcast the next morning, we'll do a little story, like just like letting you know and stuff.
Also a link, because sometimes it can be hard to find on the website.
Yeah. Mm. So that's where we do like our primary kind of updates and stuff. So yeah.
Cool. That's so awesome. And I'm curious as to when you're deciding what album you're going to do for the week. Is there like some heated debate sometimes, or have you got a big list to get through?
Yeah, so I mean, we have like a giant spreadsheet with every week for the entire year where we've kind of like planned out in advance, like, oh yeah, we're going to do this album on
it's
this
a lot
day
of like
this...
what do we have versus like what do we really want
to
do.
Yes. Yeah, because a lot of it is down to like what we actually have.
Yeah, because it's hard to source sometimes, especially like with much older albums. I think we had a little trouble with our last show where we brought in a Duke Ellington CD and then that skipped completely and it's like, oh no, it's not that one. But sometimes Jan goes in the middle of the set, he goes, oh, actually, that'd be a really good one to do next week. Yeah, let's do that one. I'm like, oh, brilliant.
Yeah, so a lot of it's on the fly, but I mean...
Off the dome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, we do... I feel like we have quite similar kind of ideas on what would be like good stuff to play.
Yeah.
And we've planned out a lot of it in advance.
It's never like a complete surprise when he says it. It's always like something that we've had in the back of our minds, or like we've got a big doc as well that's just like, this is everything that we can do and like what it means and like some like... tidbits about it. So
absolutely. Yeah.
Cool. So this week, if everyone tunes in, they'll be hearing about Fleet Foxes.
Yes.
The 2011 album.
Yeah. So I guess for the kind of the influences and stuff on it. So I mean, of course, for each show, we pick an album and then we play all the stuff that's kind of connected to it. So this week, it's going to be all kinds of stuff from the indie folk revival in the US from the kind of late 2000s, early 2010s. So we'll do a whole bunch of stuff that came out during this period. So
It's one of like the more recent albums that we've done.
Yeah.
So it's a lot easier to find like related artists that work in the same field or in the same sort of come up.
Yeah. So I mean, like this one will have like Bon Iver, Father John Misty, Sufjan Stevens. I mean, so like a whole bunch of stuff from that period. Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. We're going to listen to some Sufjan Stevens now, eh?
Yes. So this is from one of his albums that came out around this time. So we generally try to keep it for like the contemporary stuff to stuff that came out within the like year or so of it.
Actually found out that Sufjan Stevens and Fleet Foxes had an album dropped within 24 hours of each other.
Yes, that's true.
So that was...
Whoa.
They're like... real
crazy
like that. Yeah.
Crazy coincidence.
Yes.
That's awesome. Okay, well, let's listen to Futile Devices and everyone can set their alarms for midnight on Wednesday.
Wake up and listen.
To catch the show. It's going to be a goodie. But of course, you can catch all of the Anniversary Eve shows anytime you like via the Bcast at 95bfm.com. Hey, thanks so much, guys, for coming in.
Yeah. Thank you
so nice to hear a bit more about the show, and I'm looking forward to tuning in via the Bcast, because I will have an early morning. I won't be in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
Awesome.
All right.
Thanks,
thank you
guys.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's been a long, long time since I've memorized your face. It's been 4 hours now since I've wandered through your place. And when I sleep on your couch, I feel very safe. And when you bring the blankets, I cover up my face. I do.
This week's Bosom Selector on 95 BFM.